You're listening to episode 42 of the 360 Vegas podcast. Visit the blog at 360vegaspodcast.com or send us an email at 360vegaspodcast@gmail.com.
Day after tomorrow, gentlemen, we'll be in Las Vegas.
Welcome to Vegas.
Las Vegas functions on a 24-hour-a-day schedule.
Pools, the casino.
Big volcano out in front.
That's the Eiffel Tower.
Bellagio. Riviera.
The Mirage.
Flamingo.
Sahara.
The MGM Grand.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
I want to gamble.
They always put the machines that pay off the most right in the front.
Good luck.
The Strip is just the most amazing stretch of road, I think, probably anywhere in the world.
Kicking ass in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
I am so excited for this Ted movie. For those of you who don't know, Seth MacFarlane did a movie with Mark Wahlberg and Mila Kunis about Mark Wahlberg as a child made a wish and turned his teddy bear alive. Now, Seth MacFarlane is providing the content and humor to this, so it's
awesome.
It is. It's amazing. It looks so good. My only fear is that the trailer, specifically the Red Band trailer, is so good that I'm afraid that that's the best part of the movie, and then we're gonna go and be like, oh, come on.
No, see, I can't get on with that idea, because if you watch a Family Guy episode, it's not just, you know, a minute here, a minute there, that's funny. It's the whole thing,
right,
all the way through.
Right. Well, that's what I'm hoping, but I think the cynic in me is saying, please tell me I didn't just see the best parts of this.
Yeah. I think it's going to be an awesome movie.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yep. Random Vegas, sir.
Vegas wasn't the first choice for gangsters to set up shop in Nevada. Reno was. However, Reno turned down all attempts by people who believed to be associated with organized crime to build or purchase casinos in their city. Las Vegas was clearly far more accommodating. I got that information from a book called The Las Vegas Chronicles, just one of many that I research and reference for future vintage segments.
That's a very good one.
Yeah.
Now we've got our Vegas Mate review of the week.
Yeah, this week's review is Double D's April 4th review of Scarpetta at Cosmopolitan. They gave it 5 out of 5 chips.
Yeah, Double D wrote, "The spaghetti is incredible. This place makes Sinatra at Encore look like the Olive Garden. I kid, it's a hyperbole. But that's good. Just try it. You definitely need to make a reservation and ask for a table by the window. You'll get a great view of the Bellagio fountains."
I love when people start to have conversations with you within their review.
Yeah, I kid. I kid.
You should really go check this out, though. It's pretty good.
Instead of saying something like, "I highly recommend it," or "I really enjoyed the meal and the service," it was like, you should try it. You should definitely try it.
You should go check this. I mean, listen, if you value my opinion, you should just go check this out.
Me, who you've never met before.
Right.
Now we've got our Twit Pick of the Week winner.
This week's winner is at @JesseHyde_Vegas for a sweet picture of the inside of Hyde at Bellagio. Now this picture not only showcases the interior design of the club, but what a unique setting that club is actually set in. Or in. Well, I suppose I could say set one more time.
We can also say redundant.
Right. Moving on. You're able to see out into the patio, looking over the fountains of Bellagio, as well as the Paris Balloon across the street in the distance at night. Now, several pictures of Hyde's patio have been up for Twit Pick of the Week, but what I really enjoyed about this one is it kind of gives you the inside out look. You get to see the unique interior, and it looks really cool inside of Hyde. And then you get that it's in the middle of the action, but yet set away from it all. It's pretty cool.
It's really good that the Paris Balloon is in the background, because everyone likes looking at the Paris Balloon in the daytime.
Right. Well, this is at night, so they're safe then. If I wasn't interested in checking out Hyde before, I definitely am after this picture. So, well done.
Yep. As always, we will link to it on our blog. We'll put it up on our Flickr page, feature it on our Facebook page, as well as the enhanced version of the podcast. Yep. Let's get into the news. First item up on this week's news segment is some increases in resort fees.
Yeah, Palms increased to $20, but now it includes Wi-Fi for one device. But it isn't clear if they are removing the $15 daily drink credit. They have something on there saying that you get a 2-for-1 drink offer at the casino bars, which I can't imagine they're going to give you both. If that's the case, wow, what a downgrade. I mean, Wi-Fi is awesome, but if you're only going to give it to one, I don't know. I don't know.
And a lot of people don't really require Wi-Fi. You know, right. A lot of people are, you know, 3G is fine, or, you know, a lot of people are moving to 4G now. I mean, really, Wi-Fi isn't as necessary as it once, you know, it's not even that it was ever necessary, but, right, you know, it's right. not as valuable as it once was, but, I guess.
Yeah, still disappointing. 20 yep. bucks. Treasure Island also jumped up to 25, and Trump did, but we don't really consider them a real resort, so they don't count.
No.
But $25 for Treasure Island, that seems fucking ludicrous.
Yeah, that is really high. That's really high.
So absurd. It's funny, Vegas Chatter and I had, you know, we extended it out to some people on Twitter to get their feedback on, you know, what's going to be the dollar amount. We were like, I'm not staying there. I'm not paying that amount. And we had a lot of varying opinions, and I tried to share them all via our Twitter feed. And one guy really kind of summed it up that I wish I could get my thinking to this. And he said that it doesn't really matter what the resort fee is. You just, you know how much the resort fee is. You know how much you're going to get charged a night. And then put them together, that's what, you know, you're paying per night. And I'm like, I know that that's what it is. I know that they're just trying to circumvent the resort tax. But it's still just, it's shady to me. And I hate it. I can't get past that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I mean, it just seems like they're just tacking on things. If you want your room fees, if you want your room rates to be this high, just make them that high.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But so, whatever.
Whatever. Pawn Stars Tour now available.
Pulse of Vegas informed us that Onboard Sightseeing Tours is now offering a Pawn Stars Insider Tour. Now, the tour will allow you to skip the line at the Golden Silver Pawn Shop, as well as give you a behind-the-scenes look at the shop. Now, the trip not only includes a visit to the Pawn Stars location, but the other businesses that you've seen on the show. And those are the Toy Shack, Rick's Restoration, and Count's Customs. Now, the tour picks people up at Bally's North Entrance and leaves at 2:15 each day. The cost of the tour is $70 for adults, $60 for kids under 12. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does sound pretty cool, especially if you're a big fan of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I mean, you and I are toy nostalgists, you know, mm-hmm. So Toy Shack's right up there. Rick's Restoration, Count's Customs. I mean, those are all, like, the coolest places that you see on that show. That is badass. I'm totally checking that thing out when I go to Vegas next time.
You should. You definitely should.
Fucking badass.
Like a boss.
Sure.
Speaking of like a boss, Vince Neil gets banned from the Palms.
What a tool. So Vince Neil apparently acted like a complete ass at Little Buddha at Palms, prompting his removal from the establishment. Now, what followed was a Twitter battle with Neil telling people that the Palms sucks ever since it got bought out and encourages people to not go there anymore. Now, Palms responded with a little more of a professional tone and made sure that it was well known that Mr. Neil was removed due to his behavior at the establishment. However, they didn't give us any details. I even tried to fish for some, but they would not bite.
They weren't budging.
Right. So I respect them for it, but I would have loved to have had some fuel to rip on this fucking tool. Now, Vince Neil lives in Vegas, and this isn't the first time that he's gotten in trouble at a property. In fact, Vince Neil used to live at one of the residences located at the Desert Inn golf course before Wynn purchased the property and removed them. Now, even worse than his behavior at the Palms is his commercial for Vince Neil's Girls, 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 and it serves to confirm that if you were looking for the fastest way to attract all manner of venereal disease, he has a club for you, sir.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. It literally looks like this commercial was edited by his 11-year-old kid on his iPhone. It's terrible. All interest I had in his den of horrors is gone.
Vince Neil.
No, sir. You bloated, bloated tool.
Story of failure.
Right. That's right.
Fremont Street Experience's Rock of Vegas lineup for 2012 has been announced.
Yeah, this is the fourth year that Fremont Street is holding the summer concert series that offers multiple free concerts on their outdoor stages throughout the Fremont Street Experience. Now, all of the concerts in the series are held on Saturday nights, except for one, and that's going to be held on Friday night, and that's specifically for the show on June 22nd. This year is mostly the who's who of well-known lead singers minus the bands they found fame with, which I think is so shitty.
Yeah, you and I have a similar stance on that.
Yeah. Now, this year's lineup is our boy, Vince Neil, of Motley Crue, May 26th. Dennis DeYoung of Styx is going to be there on June 9th. Night Ranger is there on June 22nd. That's the Friday show. Asia is there on July 7th. Warren and Skid Row, July 21st. Brett Michaels of Poison, August 4th. Well, come on. Who doesn't want to see that? Fuck it. That's Ass Clown number two. I can't stand his hat. I hate his cowboy hat, the bent-up cowboy hat. I just want to smash his face with it.
Yeah, often found with the sleeveless shirt of sorts.
Right. And then lastly, Dee Snider of Twisted Sister will be there on September 1st. Now, the August 18th act has not yet been announced, but that is clearly forthcoming. If you're interested to see any of these shows, many of the properties try to capitalize on this event, and they'll offer deals to the rooms, dining, gaming, all kind of stuff. So we'll be sure to report any of those that we are made aware of.
Next up on this week's news segment, bad resort names are bad for Vegas future.
Yeah, Vegas Chatter did a great article on how the lack of creative names for newly built and newly acquired properties could affect Vegas in the future.
Yeah, we've been talking about this a lot lately.
Yeah. Now, in the last 20 years, Vegas has lost properties with iconic names like Sahara, Stardust, Sands, Desert Inn, and a shit ton more. These names did a lot more than identify a property. It kind of created this Vegas paradise illusion or this getaway from the real world. And for a time, Vegas was able to continue to capture that same spirit with themed resorts, bringing, you know, New York, Egypt, Paris, to, you know, all to Vegas in one spot. Yep. Now, recently, the concept of a themed resort has become a dirty word. Now, this is where I'm going to editorialize a bit. I don't know if it's because they've been incorrectly categorized as, you know, themes being categorized with the family-friendly Vegas initiative, or if it's just been a lack of ideas. But, I mean, that's up for debate. But the thing that bothers me is the people who will say that, you know, themes are done in Vegas. Bellagio is a themed resort, and it's kind of, you know, still pretty fucking big up there. I think what I do think happened is that Bellagio kind of set a new precedent for luxury, and I think luxury itself became a theme. New Vegas properties like LVS, the D, and the Downtown Grand have completely lost sight of the spirit of Vegas by creating this generic brand name instead of making the effort to create an experience complete with a clever and recognizable name for the future. Now, virtually no one outside of the people who listen to shows like ours have any idea who these properties are. Think about the reaction you would have if somebody asked you, hey, where are you going to go stay at Vegas when you're going? Like, oh, I'm going to stay at the D. It just,
like, okay, what is that?
Right. Now, to be fair, I would include M Resort as one of those properties that I thought was very poorly named, very uncreatively named, but they've managed to make a name for themselves because of the building they built, the way that they run their property.
Good service.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not saying that these people can't make a name for themselves, but what I'm saying is in 20 years, I want to remember, you know, I want to have that visceral image of, you know, when you say Monte Carlo, it immediately puts you in a place. You say the Mirage, it immediately puts you into a place. I don't see that happening with Vidara or LVS. Now, I could be wrong, and as always, I hope I'm wrong. But to me, it's just incredibly disappointing. I mean, if Vegas becomes a collection of nondescript hotels with gambling, it's going to die. The same way Atlantic City is dying right now. So, I don't know. That's just my opinion on that whole thing. I don't know. People come to Vegas for an experience. I'm concerned that it's not being delivered to them anymore. And you know what? One of the reasons Caesar's Palace is still the name that it is today is partially because of its name, as you know, as well as the experience that is there. I wonder if it really is just that. It's people seem to shit on the low end themes or the mid tier themes.
I think people think they're cheesy or they're tacky or they're just. I couldn't disagree more with that though, because you know, just like you said, your point about Bellagio. Bellagio was absolutely a themed resort.
Yeah. Well, on top of that, Caesars, Venetian, they're all still kicking ass. They're all still themed.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. That's my opinion. I don't think people need to be shitting on the mid tier. Well, the mid tier anything really, but I'm rambling.
And that's where we'll wrap it up. Next up is SLS Vegas. We've got a little bit of an update for you.
Yeah, Moody's Investors Service is a firm that ranks a company's creditworthiness. Recently, it was requested that they rate SBE and their request for $300 million in loans to begin renovation on the Sahara. Now, the rating was said to be favorable, and some believe that this, you know, is a sign that points to the beginning of the promised renovations that will turn that property into an upscale nightclub-esque SLS Vegas resort. I can't imagine that they're still bluffing about this, but who the hell knows with these guys? Nothing in these plans sounds like anything that would draw people from the heart of the action in the Strip to the North End. And while I do think $300 million, and actually some people are reporting as much as $600 million, could go a long way to renovate that property, you and I know firsthand, if you look at the Rivers property in Illinois that just opened, they put $450 million in that place, and it fucking looks like M Resort. So,
yeah, it does. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's stunning. So,
but it's small.
Yes, it is small, and I wouldn't categorize it as luxury. You know, I would definitely say that it looks similar to Aria and to Cosmopolitan in its stylings. It's very modern stylings, but I don't know if that kind of money could cause you to be luxurious. And nor do I think Vegas wants any more luxury. Really? Again, this kind of goes back to the last rant that I had, is that I think Vegas needs something unique again, something that's larger than life. You've got to think about what is it that would actually make you go far north. I mean, Echelon and Fontainebleau were supposed to be high-end.
They were supposed to do that for the right. North End.
And even they have realized that, I mean, Fontainebleau doesn't look like as, fuck, it's like 90% done, at least on the outside. And they shuttered that. Echelon hasn't made any effort to start up again. So I don't understand why everybody still has this dogmatic belief that luxury is what will bring more people to Vegas. I think we got luxury covered. I think that's good.
No, we're absolutely set on that.
Yeah, so here's some of the ideas that I had when I thought of this. And they're not even really my ideas. I was just thinking about what would make me go that far down. And I started thinking about some of the crazy ideas that never actually materialized. I just wanted to get your thoughts on this. What about the Moon Resort?
So you kind of feel like you're on the surface of the moon?
Right, at least in the exterior. I mean, now, let me clarify something else, too, about themed resorts. It's become crystal clear that if you want to have a themed resort, that it can't be... Once again, we're going to make a Disney comparison. It can't be a through-and-through, complete, all-encompassing experience because that tends to date itself. I understand any kind of a themed resort. Maybe when you start up, you know, you have this very dedicated, this very, you know, through-and-through theme, but you're going to have to be able to transition because that will get old and dated. At least that's my opinion.
Yep.
Back to these ideas. Yeah, the moon motif, the outside, there's some really awesome stuff at VegasTodayAndTomorrow.com that has their dreams pages, and it's all these different resorts that were proposed, often approved, but just never got off the ground. Other ones include a Titanic resort complete with an iceberg casino. I know, right? You're like, that straddles the line of tasteless. But, however, if you look at it this way, they aren't recreating the catastrophe and the death.
The pain and the death.
That's
and
right.
Loss.
They're showing, they're freezing a moment in time, Brian. they're striking the iceberg and time has stopped. So you just get to
some of these other properties are also dancing around the thought of you know, the sinking ship business model.
That's right. Slightly more subtle, but nonetheless, still that theme is in place. All right, here's one of the more crazy ones that I thought of. This has never been proposed, by the way. What about a Star Wars resort? Fucking hardcore.
I think that would be cool.
I know, just hardcore. They own it. You got fucking R2-D2 and
complete with probe droids and everything.
Yeah. Yes. All part of the experience, Brian.
but
just completely own it. Now, I don't know how long you could sustain this before it just gets incredibly, you know, awkward. And maybe not, because if you think about how long the Star Trek experience was at the Hilton, and people still bitch that thing left. So I think you need something. I don't think luxury is going to do it. I think luxury is.
You need something different. Everybody can't have the ultra club feel and look. You know, everybody can't have the same idea. You know, you got to step outside of the box at some point or another, right?
Well, especially when it's that far north. I just don't see any manner of luxury causing you to go that far north. So there you go. Those are just my thoughts, mostly ramblings and amusements.
Yep. And I just let Mark ramble.
<You know?
laughs> On behalf of both of us.
There you go.
This is apparently a UFO sighted at Luxor.
Yeah, this week it was reported that a visitor captured UFOs hovering around the Luxor beam.
I think he was probably just hammered.
You could see multiple small but distinct white balls hovering and darting around the beam. Now,
I've got a couple white balls you can check out right fucking here.
damn it, you beat me to it. I was going to say that was just Brian in town teabagging the Luxor.
I parachuted out of a plane and decided I wanted to teabag the Luxor. Right. And somebody caught it on camera.
Bastard.
Foiled.
I got to be honest, the video is relatively interesting to watch, but what is even better is the complete fucktard filming it. I mean, you would think this guy just made first contact or found the cure to cancer with the enthusiasm he has while he records this.
You guys got to check this out.
No, and we're going to listen to a bit of it, Brian, because it is far, far too good to not exploit this man's toolery on our show. So let us enjoy a small segment.
That's not fucking normal.
Do you have a hustle?
Oh no. Dude, is anybody paying attention to this?
No, no one.
Look at him. Nobody is paying attention to this shit. But me. Wow. This is fucking amazing. This is absolutely fucking incredible.
Sorry. You guys check this out?
No.
No, I love it. He's like, no one's paying attention to shit but me. Yes, sir. You are ahead of your time, sir. And that shit goes on for 7 minutes. It actually isn't quite amusing the longer it goes on. But wow, is there any way that guy isn't stoned? Is there any way?
I don't know. No. I don't know. I think it'd be a stretch.
Yeah, what a complete ass. I do have to say the video is mildly amusing. I'm not going to contest whether UFOs are real or whatever. I don't care. I just don't give a shit. But I mean, it is mildly amusing, whatever the hell it is. It's probably something simple like fucking birds or, you know, who knows. I'm already bored myself with this. I don't give a shit. Let's move on. That guy's a tool, though.
Fansy is a new type of social rewards program where you're going to be able to post links and keywords to get points that can be redeemed for shit.
Yeah, right now they're working with the Marquee at Cosmopolitan, and the top 100 people to promote them with this service will get unlimited entry into the Marquee Night/Day Club in 2012, excluding all holidays and special events. Now, you've got until April 15th to acquire said status, but goddamn, I'm almost getting bored with all the extra social media. Really? Do we need more ways to amuse each other?
They finally caught on to it, and it just kind of exploded, and then they're just like continuing to just beat it into the ground.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to judge this thing. I haven't used it. I don't know, and this could be cool for other people. I just, you know, there you go. It's out there. Yeah. There are links if you care.
Yeah, and then we've got some information for Vegas Uncorked.
Yeah, this is the 6th annual Vegas Fine Dining Foodie Orgy that will take place Thursday, May 10th through Sunday, May 13th. They're going to have events at Bellagio, Caesar's Palace, Cosmopolitan, and Mandalay Bay. Now, over 4 days, 26 different experiences are available for various prices. Examples include tasting parties, mixologist samplings, wine tastings, as well as full-out dining experiences. Now, the festivities start at noon and continue as late as 10:30. So there's a ton of details, way too many for us to even attempt to start to cover on this show. So
yeah,
if you're interested, check out the blog. We've got a link there, and you can enjoy your food orgy.
Way too many.
Yeah, there's tons.
Items to review. Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I like to go over menus and shit, but we're not going to do it because there's just way too much.
Yeah, there's a shit ton.
It's a lot.
That is. I mean, it's not an epic fuck ton, but it is. It's sizable, Brian.
I think we can agree on that.
Right.
We do have some prop bets for you this week, folks. If you're not familiar, prop bets is an extension of our news segment. Just kind of bits and pieces of information we've got for you. First one for this week, Rock Vegas at New York, New York. Officially closed as of April 1st, and Night School for Girls at Excalibur will be closing on April 29th. However, fear not. Vegas still has plenty of how-to-be-a-whore options, including X-Burlesque, University at Flamingo, Stripper 101 at Miracle Mile shops at Planet Hollywood, or you can live out your white trash dream and be a stripper for a day at Sapphire's Gentlemen's Club.
You know, honestly, I don't see anything wrong with these classes. Maybe I do with stripper for a day, but, you know, if you would like to learn the art of seduction via a pole for your man.
Well, they can do that without a strip club.
That's true. That's true. You know, I'm all for that. Good for you. I just think it's funny to say whore, which is why we say it all the time.
Yeah. It's a good word.
It is a good word. It's underutilized. Yeah. Paris gave us a sneak peek at the space that they're renovating to become Gordon Ramsay's steakhouse. It's going to open this May.
You know, I think women have a negative connotation with the word whore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why, though.
Yeah, I think a lot of people take...
They're not one themselves.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's not meant to be literal. Some cases it is in the stripper per day. It definitely is, but... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The New York Post is reporting that the online social gaming site Zynga is in talks with Wynn to become a partner in mobile gaming.
Hmm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Riviera reported a $15.9 million net loss for 2011, slightly up from their $13 million loss of 2012, but they are showing a 3% increase in net revenues, moving from $79 million to $81 million. I don't know why I'm rooting for them so hard, probably just because, you know, I'm a Vegas nostalgist.
Ouch.
So I'm really pulling for them. And they did
That's
just
not good, man.
Well, they did just put some money into it, so I can see that. I mean, and if you look at, like, the year before that, they were, like, $89 million, you know, so they're doing much, much better.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
The Las Vegas Advisor reported this week that the Planet Hollywood restaurant located in the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace will be relocating to the space BOA Steakhouse used to be in. We don't really have any word what will go into Planet Hollywood's former space, though.
I'm really surprised. I mean, I really enjoy Planet Hollywood resort property. But I think Planet Hollywood, the restaurant, is a fucking catastrophe.
It was an awesome, awesome concept a long time ago.
Did you really think it was a good concept?
I was a kid when it came out. I thought I was incredibly infatuated with it. Sure.
See, I always thought that it was the generic version of the Hard Rock.
Rock is more for movie or for
music.
For
it is.
Music, not,
it is.
Not movies.
I know. I don't know. Do you really need to see the Judge Dredd costume?
I thought it was pretty cool, Mark.
All right. Well, this is where we stand.
A long time ago. So.
All right. Well, we don't have to agree on everything, Brian. That's what's great about us.
That's all right.
Yeah.
We'll have some words later, though.
That's right. Stop recording right now.
Disagree with me, we'll have words.
Right.
We will have them, sir.
All right. They'll be had. The Platters Group performing at the Crown at Rio doesn't have a single original member in the group.
But they're all dead, aren't they?
No, they're not all dead, but I didn't realize you could use that name if you didn't at least have an original member. Las Vegas Inc. did a story about various lawsuits regarding people using specifically the Platters name without having an original member, and of course one of the lawsuits is by the original founding member. That's so weird. I mean, so random that it's the Platters. Like, you'd think somebody more significant
with a richer history.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Of hits.
I don't want to demean the Platters. I couldn't tell you a song that they do.
I'm sure they have a huge following somewhere.
In a in-depth catalog.
On to other prop bets. Much like the mythical female orgasm, climax will not be a reality. Vegas Tripping reported the reason being was an inability to soundproof the space.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Moving on. Pulse of Vegas reported that the karaoke club at Imperial Palace is now closed and will be replaced with the property's new poker room. They also reported that the Rock House Club at Imperial Palace is scheduled to close May 5th. This is all stuff you can expect to hear a lot more from, considering, you know, the whole link thing.
Right.
Did you hear about this link thing?
Oh, yeah, the link thing, yeah.
I felt like Jay Leno there for a minute. I wanted to shoot myself.
So you should have the matching chin.
Yeah. I apologize. Let's move on.
The D Las Vegas, formerly known as the Fitzgerald, has removed the Fitz F from the roof of the hotel and put up a wrap advertising the rebranded property.
Oh, there you go. The Marquee Day nightclub at Cosmopolitan was ranked 11th in the world in DJ Magazine's top 100 best clubs. Other Vegas clubs were listed as well. Surrender Nightclub and the Encore Beach Club came in 33rd place. Tao at Venetian came in 73rd place. And Hayes at Aria came in 80th. Wow, well done.
You would think there'd be some more
Vegas clubs too, in this list. But I guess, you know, when you think it's the whole world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still pretty impressive.
Yeah, I guess to say that one city had, you know, four properties. Yeah,
well, one street.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
And finally, iHeartRadio Music Festival is coming to the MGM Grand Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd. Acts have not been announced yet, nor have the ticket prices, but you can be fucking sure that when that information is available, we'll have it here.
I was like, wow, he just got passionate for a second. What's going on? I'm really surprised at this. I thought they did the initial launch with all those big names because they, you know, they wanted to get the name out there. I mean, are they still struggling that bad that they need to do another one, or was that thing profitable? Is there any way that thing was profitable?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
And at this point I don't care, so let's move on.
I don't use iHeartRadio at all.
Yeah, neither do I. And I'm gonna guess most people don't, which is why they're doing this again.
Yeah. How many internet radio services do you need on your phone?
Well, especially if there's a good one. I mean, that's kind of the point of coming out with, you know, because think about it, for a time, Yahoo dominated search engines, and then Google came out and did it better.
Just raffle stomped the piss out of them. Yeah.
That's the technical term.
It is. But, well, it is. I know that.
It's right. You're going to school for this, Brian. It's taught. Yes. But I just think iHeartRadio sucks at dick. So.
No, it does. A huge one. And as a matter of fact, there's really no need to use that when you've got apps like Stitcher.
Yeah.
And. We can be found on Stitcher.
That's right.
In case you didn't know that.
It's the Pandora of podcasts and talk radio.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, Pandora. Why would you need to go to, like, why would you want to listen to radio? I mean, I guess sometimes you might want to listen to radio, depending on, you know, if you like radio. But
it's one reason.
if you want to listen to music, just create a Pandora channel, and you can just listen to whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, Pandora and Stitcher.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, too, if you've been using Pandora long enough, like me, I've been using Pandora for years now. I've got channels that I've, you know, done thumbs up or thumbs down to so many songs over these past few years. These channels literally play nothing but music that I like.
That's badass.
Yeah, it's because they just keep track of all of it. Now they don't even play anything with a thumbs down. It's all thumbs up for me.
Nice work.
Thumbs up to you, Pandora. That's it for news and prop bets. Let's move on to Playing Vegas. Playing Vegas, for those of you who are not familiar, is the segment of our show where we go over some non-residency performances and acts that will be occurring within the next week of time. So if you're in Vegas, you may have an opportunity to check these out if you're interested.
Yeah.
On Monday, Guar is playing at Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip. That show is going to start at 7 p.m. and tickets will be $20 if you buy in advance, $23 on the day of the show.
Friday, Squeeze is performing at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay. Their show is going to start at 8 p.m. Tickets are $40.
Friday and Saturday, Jay Leno is performing at the Mirage. That show is going to start at 10 p.m. and tickets will be ranging from $83 to $106. Hey, it's your guy.
Oh, yeah, no, not. Friday through Sunday, Mike Tyson's Undisputed Truth is at the MGM Grand Hollywood Theater. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $91 to $500.
And yeah, we talked about this a week or two ago. Yeah. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm now being told for $500, Mike Tyson will kick your ass.
Awesome.
I know, right?
That's perfect.
All-encompassing experience.
Absolutely.
That's not true, though. I don't want Mike to not like me.
Okay. And then finally, for Playing Vegas Saturday, Garbage is performing at the Pearl at Palms. That show's going to start at 8 p.m. Tickets will be $44. And then Brian McKnight is performing at the LVH. That show's going to start at 9. Tickets will range from $65 to $99.
See, Brian, Mike and I's relationship right now is in its infancy, so it's kind of fragile. You got to handle it like an egg.
And if Mike Tyson were to come and jack this fragile relationship in the jaw, it would just shatter it into smithereens.
That's right.
That's going to do it for Playing Vegas. Let's move on to slots and jackpots. This week for our slots review, we've got the Aristocrats Tarzan Lord of the Jungle slot, which is a 30-line penny video progressive slot with a 50-credit minimum bet and a 150-credit maximum bet. The game features four progressive jackpots, including a mini jackpot starting at $10, a minor jackpot starting at $30, a major jackpot starting at $500, and then the grand jackpot starting at $250,000. The grand jackpot can only be won when the max bet is being played. The game is housed in Aristocrat's Verve HD cabinet, which is designed to provide the most ergonomically comfortable playing experience. The 31.5-inch portrait monitor is fully adjustable and greatly reduces, quote, slot machine slump, because the screen is directly in line of sight.
Yeah, so let's start talking about bonus rounds. The first one we're going to talk about is Tarzan's bonus. It's triggered randomly. Now, one of the reels is replaced with stacked wild symbols, and all future spins in the Tarzan bonus retain those wild symbols.
Yeah, the Stampede bonus is also triggered randomly. During this bonus, a random number of scatter symbols appear on the reel, and all symbols pay scattered in any direction.
The Monkey bonus is where a monkey swings across the screen, turning random symbols into wilds.
The Kerchak bonus awards 6 to 12 free spins, during which all spins are paid at either a 2, 3, 5, or 10x multiplier. This can be awarded in the Progressive Wheel bonus as well.
And the Progressive Wheel bonus is the best paying bonus the game has to offer. Three or more scattered wheel symbols trigger the progressive wheel. Here you have the chance to win credit values, trigger the aforementioned Kerchak bonus, or hit the four progressive jackpots. Each spin of the wheel during the bonus round increases the credit values you can win, excluding the jackpots. All progressives can be won during the bonus except for the grand, which, as we stated earlier, can only be won if you're playing max bet.
Yep, and that is the Aristocrats Tarzan Lord of the Jungle slot. Special thanks to our buddy Matt from our Annie Up segment for writing the slot review for us. Check out 360VegasSlots.com for these details, as well as a video of the game in action.
There you go.
Yep. On to jackpots. We've got a short list for you. Starting off the month of April. Monday, April 2nd, Palms reported a $12,000 jackpot on a three-play machine and a $10,000 jackpot on a video poker machine.
Binions reported an $1,800 jackpot on a $5 triple-double lucky slot.
Moving on to Tuesday, April 3rd, Stratosphere reported a $1,753 jackpot on a $1 super bonus poker game and a $1,766.50 jackpot on a 25-cent super bonus poker game.
Wednesday, April 4th, Palms reported an $8,000 jackpot on a bonus poker machine.
On to Thursday, April 5th, Palms reported two $20,000 jackpots on double-double bonus poker machines.
And Friday, April 6th, IGT reported that Venetian paid out a $1,216,082 jackpot on a $1 Wheel of Fortune game, and Palms reported a $10,000 jackpot on a double-double bonus poker machine. Wow, so far, well done, April. I mean, it's a little healthier than all of
Yeah, this
of,
is more than we
March.
Had, I think, for the last 2 weeks of March.
I know. Yeah, it's pathetic, but well done. Okay, Palms has already reported like triple what they did in March, so.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. At least we'll try to gather some more information. Again, these are just Twitter-reported jackpots. Right. We're not good at gathering this information from anywhere but Twitter, so.
Yes.
Yep. So that's going to do it for slots and jackpots. Let's move on to Vegas deals. Biggest Deals is a segment of our show where we go over some different methods that you can save money on your next trip to Vegas. And we've got a couple affiliate deals for you this week. And just to be clear, our affiliate deals, we do have some financial relationships with some of these properties. So these affiliate deals allow us to make a couple bucks as a kickback if you book through us to get these deals. So everybody's winner. You save money. We make money. It's all to the good.
Yes.
First affiliate deal we have for you for this week is the Tropicana Oktoberfest. You get a bucket of 5 domestic beers each night of your stay at any of the property's bars. This deal is only available for rooms booked from September 28th through October 29th. So the name is appropriate after all. We're not talking about Oktoberfest in April or anything.
All right.
October 12th, 13th, 22nd, and 23rd are blacked out of this deal. Room rates are going to start at $85 per night Sunday through Thursday, and then $139 per night Friday and Saturday. If you are interested in this deal, you must book your room by April 30th. And as a reminder, Tropicana does charge the $15 per night resort fee. To get this deal as well as support us, you just go to our blog. That's 360vegaspodcast.com. Click on the Tropicana link and select the room package you would like to book.
That's pretty sweet. A bucket of 5 beers each night of your stay?
That's pretty good.
That is pretty sweet.
Yep, I like that.
The next affiliate deal we're going to talk about is from Half Price Tickets, and this is for Human Nature at Imperial Palace. I'm actually excited that now that I say that, it makes it sound like I wasn't excited before, so about the other deals. I was excited about those as well. I'm equally excited about this. These guys are kind of a big draw in Vegas, and now we have the opportunity to hook people up with tickets. Human Nature is a boy band from Australia that cut their teeth on the R&B of Motown. They've toured with Celine Dion and their namesake, Michael Jackson. But a few years ago, they set up shop with the help of Smokey Robinson at Imperial Palace. Since then, they've received virtually nothing but praise, including from our friends Tim and Michelle at 500 by Midnight. Their residency at Imperial Palace has them performing Motown music they grew up on. Regular tickets to Human Nature are $72 to $83. Through us, they're $41 to $46. And all you got to do is go to the blog, click on the Half Price Tickets logo, and select the show you would like to enjoy.
Yeah, you can save almost, it's like half the price, basically.
Right. Aptly named.
It's like half price, so it just makes sense to do that if you wanted to see Human Nature.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, those both were affiliate deals. We do have a financial relationship. Cannot be clear enough about that.
Right. I know, right? Please support us.
I just don't want anybody to be like, oh, those guys are making money off this. That's the only reason why they're talking about it. No, actually, that's true. We are off of these two.
Right. Well, and, I've said it before, but...
We don't make money just by talking about it.
Right,
you guys
right.
You actually have to book, so it doesn't mean a fucking thing unless you don't do anything.
Right. Well, and on top of that, we've said this before. I don't give a fuck what money somebody's going to pay us. If I don't think it's cool, I'm not going to report on it.
Right. So, it's exactly. That easy. We both agreed on that a long time ago.
Right. So, whether you believe us or not, which is why we continue to tell you that this is an affiliate deal and we could have a financial relationship should you choose to book through these, through us for these deals. But I don't give a fuck how much somebody offers me. I'm no whore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but, it's relative.
We're not whores.
I'm no advertising.
Moving on to some non-affiliate deals. Stratosphere has a bottomless happy hour every day at the Images Lounge from 5 to 9 p.m. That's going for $20. They also have live entertainment Thursday through Sunday at 10. There's no cover for that either.
Yep. Dick's Last Resort has Wings Wednesday deals. You get $5 wing buckets, $5 32-ounce Coors and Miller Drafts, $3 well drinks, and $3 Southern Comfort and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey Shots.
There's something odd about ordering. Yeah, can I get a bucket of chicken wings? not like the KFC chicken wings. You get the buckets there, but I think of the ones you get at Buffalo Wild Wings where they're already spun in sauce.
Right, right.
They're just kind of sitting in sauce in a bucket.
Oof, yeah,
that doesn't sound good. To
no,
me.
Not at all. Yeah. Especially when you put it that way.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're just like KFC's chicken, and in which case a bucket would be a perfect vessel for that food. But.
Vessel.
I don't know. I think weird about things sometimes.
You amuse me, sir.
Moving on. Riviera's Dinner in a Dream. Now, partnering with Glenfiddich, Riviera's Queen Vic Club has a 7-course tasting dinner paired with a 74 single malt scotch whiskey.
No. It should be 7. I don't know why the 4's in there.
Okay.
It's 7-course. Can you imagine them force feeding 74 fucking scotches?
I don't know if you'd survive that.
No, I guarantee you would not survive that.
It's actually 7 single malt scotch whiskeys culminating in the limited production Cask of Dreams, not 74.
Right. I got to eat here.
The tasting will be held on Saturday, April 14th at 7 p.m. It will be a tapas-style dining experience in celebration of the 125th anniversary of the U.S. exclusive limited bottling scotch. Only about 3,500 bottles are available. Tickets for this will be $150.
Yeah, I don't know much about scotch. I imagine our friends at Vice Lounge online would.
Yes,
know more
I guarantee
about
they would be great resources for this.
But there you go. I do know that
they have a great show too. I love listening to them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's real laid back. I just want to. I want to smoke and I want to gamble when I listen to them.
Right. Well, there you go. There's an advertisement for you. That is not an affiliate deal.
No, that is not an affiliate deal. And it's free to listen to Vice Lounge. So.
Right.
I would encourage you to do so.
Yeah, there you go.
But if you're interested in a little bit of gambling, if you're interested in cigars, you're interested in some fine adult beverages, I guarantee you will enjoy them.
There you go. Yeah. Moving on. Gold Spike's Mob Museum package. The deal includes 2 tickets to the Mob Museum, 2 $5 match play coupons, 2 Mob Martinis at our bar. The rooms start at $30 to $60, and the package is available now until the end of 2012.
TI's Breeze Bar is offering 100-calorie cocktails with Skinny Girl Vodka. Options include Bare Naked, Lemonade Vodka, Fresh Lemon Sour, and a splash of soda. The Skinny Mojito. Skinny Girl Tangerine or Cucumber Vodka, Fresh Lime and Orange Fresh Mint with Agave Nectar, and then the Skinny Smash, which is made with Tangerine Vodka, Fresh Lime, Lemon and Orange, and Fresh Lemon Sour and a splash of soda. All Skinny Girl Vodka cocktails are $7.
Nice.
There you go, a little something for the ladies.
Yeah. Friday's Rira at Mandalay Bay offers 40% off of lunch and dinner to locals. All you need to do is provide your Nevada ID.
Yep. And finally, LVH has a poolside happy hour daily from 4 to 8 p.m., offering 2-for-1 drinks, live entertainment, and $2 shrimp cocktails. Festivities are located on the 3rd floor pool deck, and admission is completely free.
Yeah.
So there you go. That is our Vegas deal segment.
Yeah, yes, it is.
It's growing every week. I'm liking that.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm just getting better at looking up shit. But yeah. That's. I want credit.
Okay.
I need validation.
That's going to do it for Vegas Deal. Let's move on to coming attractions. Okay, quite a few performances coming up outside of the normal residencies on coming attractions. Starting off that list for this week, Bands Warped Tour, featuring Taking Back Sunday, The Used, Newfound Glory, and more, are coming to the Luxor Festival Grounds Wednesday, June 20th. That show is going to start at 1 p.m. and tickets will be $24.
Glenn Campbell is performing at the LVH Friday and Saturday, June 1st and 2nd. His show is going to start at 8 p.m. Tickets run $54 to $87.
Don McLean is at the LVH Tuesday, July 3rd. That show is going to start at 8 p.m. and tickets will be ranging from $54 to $87.
Queen Extravaganza is performing at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay, Saturday, June 23rd. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets run $38.
Seal, featuring Macy Gray, will be performing at the Pearl at Palms Saturday, August 4th. That show is going to start at 8 p.m., and tickets will range from $70 to $130.
Jerry Springer is returning as guest host of The Price is Right Live at Bally's, April 25th through May 6th, and again from May 16th through June 3rd.
Pitbull will be performing at the season opening of Rehab on April 22nd.
Eddie Vedder postponed his solo tour. His dates at the Pearl at Palm have been moved to October 31st and November 1st.
Time to break out the E and glow stick because the Electric Daisy Carnival is returning to Vegas June 8th through the 10th. 3-day passes are now available at electricdaisycarnival.com and range in price from $275 to $500 for VIP passes. The Las Vegas Sun has a complete list of the DJs performing, and MGM Resorts have special room packages for the event as well.
Purple Rain, the Prince tribute act, has moved from Hooters to the D. Performances will be Thursday through Sunday, starting at 10:30 p.m. Tickets will run $37 to $62.
And then finally, Andrea Bocelli will be performing at the MGM Grand Garden Arena Saturday, November 24th. That show is going to start at 8 p.m. and tickets will range from $80 to $428. Don't forget, you can find links to purchase tickets to these and all of the artists we report on our coming attractions calendar on the blog. That's going to do it for coming attractions. Let's move on to Annie O.
Welcome back to another segment of Annie Up. I'm Matt and with me is Daz. And I've got to say, these fucking quirky little intros we're trying to write are fucking hard. Like, I know you're an arsehole, but the world doesn't know.
And it's the half the time they're not even funny.
Spread the gospel of your bullshit.
I'm afraid.
All right, let's move on. At one point or another, you've probably had what you believe to be a moment of clarity where you think you've figured out how to beat the casino. you stand in the casino and you think to yourself, if I just double my bets every time when I'm losing, I'll eventually win one.
It's a good theory. I believe that is correct.
I know we've all had it.
This has been considered by countless casino players and can occur for just a moment and then you dismiss it. Or you can dig a little deeper into your theory and discover the Martingale system.
The Martingale system was created in 18th century France and at the time was touted as a sure bet to beat the house. Gamblers flocked to casinos in an attempt to make their millions, but quickly discovered the system is flawed.
The system works as so. You start with a small base bet, let's say $5, and double your wager each time you lose. Once you do win, you will win back all your losses and the one base bet, so you will be ahead one bet.
Now, there are three obvious flaws in this system. The first being you would have to have an unlimited bankroll for this to work. Even starting with a small base bet, the wagers still get out of control really quickly.
Starting with $5, the next bet would be $10, and then $20, then $40, then $80. You guys are good at maths. $160 is next. Not too sure after that. As you can see, this is going high quite quick. It can take a player with nerves of steel to bet a huge amount just to win a $5 profit.
I fucking wouldn't do it.
Bet $160 for $5?
No way.
If you've got unlimited bankroll,
but
you can.
We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
When they get to it.
Always jumping ahead. Eager Beaver gets the sign.
Eager Beaver gets the worm? That's not the saying. No. The early bird gets the worm.
What's the Eager Beaver do?
Oh, he gets everything.
Smashes boxes.
A beaver doesn't smash a box. We smash box. Oh, sorry. Okay. Secondly, casinos have table limits to stop players from doing exactly that. Most $5 games have a max bet of 500 at most, so with only 8 bets, you'd be over the table limit anyway.
Yeah, unless you move to a higher table limit.
No, but it's proportionate because the minimum bet's higher.
Yeah, so you could do it once. Yeah, yeah.
You'd always max out.
Yeah, it's about trying to.
They've already figured out that it can't be done. Fucking
very few true 50-50 games, so the house edge will still crave away at your bankroll.
Carve away your bankroll.
Crave.
Not crave, the
no,
crave.
I'm hungry for my money. Hungry. Give me your money, Dad. Oh. Give it to me.
So, like, you can see this system.
That's what your mom
said. Wow. So you can see this system is really flawed. Like, the house limits will easily cap you out. Like, you can't beat that because you'll never get as high as you need to. Eight losses in a row is not a lot, but it can fucking happen pretty easy.
And just for the sake of $5...
To win your minimum bet again, it's not
worth... And then you've got to do it again.
Yeah, you've got to every time.
So even if the system works well and you win five in a row, you win $15. Was it worth all that fucking
your risk-to-reward ratio is not even close to right. But you just can't do it because the table...
Yeah, it's just an
anyway.
To.
And, like we said there, there's no... The games aren't 50-50, so there's still a house edge chopping away at you.
In conclusion, never attempt the Martingale system. The house edge and table limits will eliminate any possibility of the system working.
Now, if you wish to contact us, the gambling question, have a gaming story you wish to share, or have any feedback, you can find us on Twitter at 360AnnieUp, or drop us an email at
360AnnieUp@gmail.com.
I don't know what to say.
Annie Up's first your mom joke.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
The Eager Beaver gets the sun.
Gets the worm instead of the early bird.
Right. Oh, he is a delight. We really need to look into this soundboard.
I'm telling you, it's good shit.
Oh, quality. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, we appreciate Matt and Daz every week for their Annie Up segment.
Yes.
That's going to do it for the show, episode 42, all wrapped up. We hope you enjoyed it. Thanks a lot for downloading the show. We appreciate it every week, you guys hanging out with us. If you'd like to find us on the interweb, you can find us at 360vegaspodcast.com. If you'd like to send us an email, you can email us at 360vegaspodcast@gmail.com. We're on all the social media outlets, Twitter, Facebook, Google+. You just go out there and find us. If you guys don't know by now, I can't help you.
Right? Would you fucking listen, right? We say this shit every... This is 42 fucking times.
Yeah, this will be the 42nd time. I'm not going to do it again.
Right? Fucking listen.
Jesus. They'd probably stop listening at this point.
Well, I know. Like, right? They're like, you know what? Fuck you guys.
Annie Up's over. We're done.
Right. Exactly. Closing. Roddy. Yada, yada.
Anyway, we appreciate you downloading the show every week, guys. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.
Yep, see you next week. That's my line, you fucking prick. You son of a bitch. Cock block me.